those songs that made you feel young.
Hello, everyone. This is Maddie. You are listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM. This is my show, Lime Green Nalgene, every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. I am here for the last time today, which feels very bittersweet. Actually, mostly just bitter, just sad. I'm going abroad next semester, so this is my last show for quite a while, but it's been super, super fun spending the last semesters on the radio, and yeah, it's been awesome, and I'm excited to get back to it when I return. You just heard Butality by Louis Short. This song was my most played song of 2021, and so I felt like it would be a fitting way to start this last show of 2021. Spotify Wrapped just came out, which is when Spotify gathers up all your most listened to songs and artists. And I love the day that it comes out every year. I love seeing what I've listened to. I think I'm almost always surprised, which is also interesting. And I just love seeing what everybody else is listening to. And I think it's a really fun way to like realize that you like the same artist as someone else, just connect about music. Anyway, so that was my most played song, Butality. It's by Louis Short. It's from his album Cherry Cherry, which is from 2019. I think I just randomly found it in like a Discover Weekly or something like that, but just instantly really liked it, and obviously played it many, many times. I think I had played it like maybe 180 something times, I think it was, which is sort of crazy. That's like once every 2 days, and I'm pretty sure that I did not start listening to it right in January, so it's actually more than that, which is a little wild. But yeah, I tend to like find a song that I love and just like fixate on it, and clearly that's what happened here. So for our last show of the semester, I'm going to be playing kind of a mix of songs that I've loved over the past year to kind of honor the Spotify Wrapped, and also a bunch of songs that I've just been listening to recently, to kind of do a combination like sum up and just like recently. I actually haven't had a show since October 26th, which is crazy. I have a bi-weekly show, so I'm only here every other week, and it just worked out that like a bunch of my Tuesdays, like the last one, it was like Thanksgiving break. The one before that, I think it was Veterans Day. So I have not been here in over a month, which is really kind of upsetting that I missed out on so many, but also crazy. And it's making me excited to play more music for everyone. So we're going to get right back into it. And I will see you soon. This is Autumn Leaves by The Walters.
Please walk on. down the park, consider drinking in the yard, in the words of a perfect stranger, in the hallways of my heart. Cause all the blessings are somebody else's, the flowers in my neighbor's pot. I'm torn exactly into two pieces, one who wants you and one who adores, but I'm still inside. You're a fast machine, always holding your love supreme. Oh, 45, spinning out of time, but honey, the worst compass I could know. I took the bus across the bridge, sold my bedroom from my home. Days, these ghosts in the music, or the endless road from the past. But while you're playing at the 90s, they're coming up anything that lasts. But I'm still inside, oh, you're a fast machine,
Okay, hello again, everyone. You just heard Car Crash in G Major by Fan Club Wallet. Before that was 45 by Bleachers, and before that was Autumn Leaves by the Walters. Definitely kind of a mix here. Autumn Leaves has been one of my favorite songs for a while, and I've been listening to it a lot recently, even though the leaves have already fallen, per se. It's just resonating right now, and I'm a big fan of the Walters in general. And then 45 by Bleachers is actually a newer discovery for me. I have been listening to Bleachers for probably a few years now, but this song is from their new album, Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night, and I just really like that song. I think it's probably replacing other songs as my favorite Bleacher song. So I've been listening to that a ton recently. I was looking at the Spotify like analytics, and I think it is my most played song this month. I feel like it will definitely be in my top something or other by the time the next Spotify Wrapped comes around, but things could change, we'll see. And then the last song you heard was Car Crash in G Major, also off of my Spotify Wrapped. Just a really, it's a short song, but I just think it's really pretty, and yeah, I'm a big fan. Okay, gonna get back to the music. This next song is by, I'm not gonna say my favorite collab of 2021, but perhaps one of the most interesting ones. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak created Silk Sonic. Anderson .Paak is someone that I've been listening to for a couple years. My friend Emily introduced me to him, and I like him a lot. And then Bruno Mars, you know, is just Bruno Mars. I feel like he's been relevant for my entire life. Varying degrees of relevancy, I would say. But I think that their collab is very interesting, unexpected, not something that I saw coming personally. But I honestly really like the music that they've come out with. They just released their album, An Evening with Silk Sonic, and I'm a big fan. This song has been stuck in my head for days and days and days, so I had to put it on here. This is Smoking Out the Window.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me
smoking out the window.
I spent 45,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in the UFC. Can't believe it.
Can't believe it.
I'm in disbelief.
This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips. So cold.
She was gripping on me tight, screaming Hercules.
Hercules, Hercules.
Got me in the club looking for a new love. Someone help me, please.
Hercules, Hercules.
Baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me,
girl?
Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips. Diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist. I'm so cold.
Yeah.
I be so sick of you niggas, y'all contradicting. I be so bored with myself, can you come and fuck me? I feel so ordinary, seven, you around me. Treat me like corduroy, wear me out. Arguments, you air me out. Tripping about your whereabouts. I can't keep no conflict with you, boy, can we just rub it out? I don't want no savvy with you, you know you my plug. And I can't shake this habit, no. I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Oh, you wonder if I hate you.
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you.
Fuck you.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. Used to be too solid till you scrambled me. Used to be your rider, you meant to handle me. Used to be non-violent till you ambush me. Now I'm at your violent with you. Now I'm at your silent treatment, that mean no permission. Missionary getting boring, can you switch positions? Hard to say your soul, you don't ever listen, no, no.
I've been out, baby. Heavy reminiscing. Heavy on the missing. You wish it was different than what it was. Up and down, baby. Lost in the line of us. Lost, ain't no finding us. Up and down, baby.
And if you wonder if I hate you,
I do.
Shitty of you to make me feel just like this. What I would do to make you feel just like this. And if you wondered if I hate you. Like this, what I would do to make you feel just like this.
Hello again, I'm back. You just heard I Hate You by SZA. I'm really sorry. I did not realize how many curse words were in that. We're not supposed to have any profanity on the radio, so if you're from the radio and you're listening to this for quality control, I really sincerely apologize. Somehow, I missed the part where it was actually an explicit song. But yeah. Anyway, this is a very new release from SZA. I love SZA, listen to her a lot. And this song actually got leaked, and it was going around on TikTok. And I didn't even realize that it hadn't been officially released. And then, like, it had been, it was, like, released as new on Spotify. And I was like, no, but I already know this song. And only then did I realize that it had been leaked, and it had been traveling the TikTok airways, which really speaks to the power of TikTok in a very interesting way, I think. But yeah, I'm a fan. It's very catchy. It's very similar to her other stuff, but I like that. And before that, as I told you before, I sent you off to listen. We heard Smoking Out the Window. Great song. Also very catchy. Also, like, just the kind of thing that I feel like sticks in your head. And I'm going to take this opportunity to read a PSA. Since it is my last show of the semester, it is really only fitting that I read my favorite PSA of all time. It is the Dried Fruit PSA, and I'm gonna just go for it. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I just love it. I just think it's so funny. I love dried fruit. I'm a huge advocate of dried fruit, so I'm totally in line with it. And I just love how it lists off all the fruit, and then it says it's a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO. I definitely feel like everyone here is a fruit and a nut. I feel like a fruit and a nut. Anyway, I just needed to share that with everyone. Eat some dried fruit. It's fire. I would live off dried mango if I could. Okay, now that I've sufficiently word vomited about dried fruit, I think it's time to get back to music. This next song is, it was another one of my top songs. I think it was, I'm gonna check. It was my fourth most played song of 2021, and I only started listening to it in August, so it was really like a hard and fast moment. But yeah, it's Useless by Omar Apollo. I sort of feel like he's been around for a while, he's been relevant, but I just started listening to him at the end of the summer, and this song especially is my favorite, and it was just on repeat in August and early September, and it made it to number 4 of my most played songs, which is a little concerning, but in a really good way. So here we go.
By the ceiling, I look down, but it didn't kill me. Stained your face. her slumber from dream to dream. And what does she dream? Oh, you know you love her, but do you really know her? I look at her face. Lord, I know I'm somewhere in there, but she's somebody else. She's somebody new. And I can't help myself from going wild.
Hello everyone, I am back again to tell you about that little sequence. You heard Useless, as I told you about before, or in our last break. And then next up was Velcro by Spiltab and Gus Dapperton. I discovered this song because I really like Gus Dapperton, but didn't know of Spiltab before this song. But I think it's a really good collab. I think their voices are really nice together. And yeah, it's a good song. And then most recently, you just heard Nelly by Dr. Dog. I've been a big fan of Dr. Dog for quite a while, but didn't know this song and kind of randomly stumbled upon it wanting to listen to more of Dr. Dog's stuff. It is from their album B Room, which is from 2013. And yeah, I think it's just a great song. Wanted to share that one. And next up, we are going to do some sort of more poppy, upbeat songs before we go into a little bit more of a slower song moment. So we're going to start off with Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl.
Whispering your name. guess the heat drives people crazy.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Superimposed by Juice. I've definitely put them on here before, one of my favorite groups. And then before that was Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl, as I mentioned. That one is a similar situation to Velcro, the song I played earlier, where I really like TV Girl, but don't know Jordana, similar to how I really liked Gus Dapperton, but didn't know Spill Tab. And I think collabs are really fun because, like, you'll get drawn in by one artist and then end up really liking the other as well, which is what happened with this song. And yeah, that's been really fun. Okay, we are getting low on time, so I need to stop talking and play for you our final couple songs. This next song is neither a Discovery nor a Spotify Wrapped song, but it is a rediscovery, so I decided to play it. It is Blue Velvet by Lana Del Rey. I was a very big Lana girl back in the day during my, you know, middle school angst period. This song is off of her very, very classic album Born to Die from 2012. I was in sixth grade. Peak time for some Lana, and this song I listened to a ton back then, kind of forgot about, randomly rediscovered, have been listening to it a lot again, and I decided to play it on the radio, so here we go. This is Blue Velvet by Lana Del Rey, and then that's going to be followed by some Blood Orange and some Joni Mitchell.
See the velvet through my tears. rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all.
Hello again, everyone. I had to fade that one out a bit early because we are running out of time. You just heard Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, my third most played song of the year. It is one of my favorite songs in the world. My mom loves Joni Mitchell. She got me into her, and that song is from actually one of her more recent albums. Most of Joni's albums are, I guess, well, not most of them, but her most prominent albums are from the 60s and the 70s, and that song is from an album that came out in 2000. It's the title track. It is featured in Love Actually, in one of the most heartbreaking scenes of one of my favorite movies. And it's just makes you feel all the things in the best way. And I listened to it a lot this year. Before that, you heard I Want to See You by Blood Orange, and before that was Blue Velvet by Lana Del Rey. My mom actually texted me and told me that Lana's version is not the original version, which I did not know. She said that her father used to listen to that song. She looked it up, and it was first released in 1951, and then it was re-released in 2011 by someone else, and then in 2012 by Lana, which is really interesting, and I didn't know that. So thank you, Mom, for that educational tidbit to share. I'm going to say for the last time, this is Maddie. This is my show, Lime Green Nalgene. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Yeah, and I will speak to you all to the airwaves for the next time in September 2022, which is really scary. I frequently panic about the passage of time. And in that vein, I'm going to send you off with a very aptly named song, Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
Stuck in the